I'm so excited that you're joining me today for Glorious Living. I hope that you have your Bible ready because we're going to learn some things about how God wants you to succeed in life. Hello, I'm Kathy DePlantis, and last week, Chrissy and I studied together.
Yes, how to be a great success with God.
Yeah, and we looked through some Old Testament scriptures about God's blessing plan, and today we're going to go right back into it.
I'm ready.
This is part two. It's from my book, Suited for Success.
That's
what chapter
right.
is it? 10,
oh, I think it is. Oh, I love it. I believe so.
Anyway,
it's so good.
It's a book about how to succeed in God, but we're going to center on just one part of how God wants you to succeed.
It's so good. Last week was so rich and just full of just biblical wisdom, insight. The scriptures were so enlightening, and I know it really, it fed me, I'll tell you.
Well, good. And it continues to feed me every time I study it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we looked at the life of Jacob, how he had his relatives were talking about how he had gotten all this glory, and we saw how the word glory really meant wealth and honor,
yes.
and how that comes from God. And you can have success in a bad way, but we learned about Solomon, how God, he says, he'll give you the blessing of God brings success, and he says,
yeah.
and adds no sorrow.
Sorrow
it makes you rich, it says, with no sorrow.
Yeah, and he was a trillionaire, if that's a thing. And
yeah.
Just reading about his life, the wisdom that the Lord imparted to him, and how we get to glean from those very same Proverbs that mm-hmm. he wrote all these years later, and know mm-hmm. that the same God that he served, we serve today.
That's right. And we have all the Word of God available to us to help us to succeed. And we're going to look in the scriptures again today. We're going to turn to John 10, because
yes.
God really wants you to succeed in every area of your life.
That's right. I got my Bible. I got your notes. I'm lucky. I got Pastor Kathy's notes. I'm blessed. But it's just so great to really take the time and to discover all of these wonderful things the Lord wants us to have.
I love studying about the Word of God. You know, and the enemy would want people to shrink away from the word success.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he's given such a bad attack against the whole prosperity message, which is a Bible message.
That's right.
God wants us to prosper. And in fact, 3 John is another verse that says he wants you to have success in your soul and your body.
Yes, he
you know,
does.
It's God's plan for you. He says it's above anything. It's his greatest wish that you would have success,
That's
that you would
so
be blessed
good.
In your soul and in your body.
Yeah, we're the seed of Abraham. We're his chosen people. So we got to get ready for the blessing. And
That's
I know
right.
I am.
I'm ready too. So let's just take a moment right now and think about what you would consider a successful life. Maybe it's simply one that has real joy,
yes.
a perfect peace, and amazing love. Or perhaps you'd like a life that is totally free from pain, free from pain or fear and lack of any
Amen.
Kind. You may have had thoughts about that perfect house or the car or a job
mm-hmm.
that would make your life better. I want you to realize that you serve a great God that desires to give you all those things and more.
I'll tell you what, I want the whole enchilada. That sounds awesome. You
I
mean
know,
I can
why
have
not?
Peace, I can love, I can have prosperity, I can have
and
that
you can
nice
live in a nice house?
I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. That's some good stuff. So good.
Amen. So let's read. I want us to read John 10:10. It's one of my favorite scriptures, but I usually read it or quote it in the mm-hmm. King James Bible, but I want us to look at it in the Passion yes, Translation yeah. today.
Awesome.
Can you read it for us, Chrissy?
Yes, ma'am. It says, "A thief has only one thing in mind. He wants to steal, slaughter, and destroy. But I have come to give you everything in abundance, more than you expect, life in its fullness until you overflow."
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. I've never really read it in this mm-hmm. where it says steal, slaughter, and destroy.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
makes it even harsher.
It's a harsh killing. It's
yeah.
not just, and he can't kill until he first steals.
Yeah.
So it comes to steal the Word of God from our heart. God, this was the words of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
They're in red if you have a red lettered edition. And the King James says he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the word slaughter here.
Me
so
too.
That's why I want us to look at it, because that's really the plan of the devil. He hates anything that God loves, and God loves you. This is why he tries to pull you down, keep you below what you need to not just survive, but thrive in life.
Yes.
God wants you to have a good life. The Satan wants the opposite. So we have to learn to recognize his tactics and his lies and put a stop to them.
Ooh, I love that. And we have the authority in the name of Jesus to do that.
Yeah.
And that's what I love so much about your teachings, boss's teachings, the whole ministry. A lot of people want to give that to God, put that attribute onto the Lord. Oh, well, the Lord's given me this to teach me something. But you know what? That's a lie. We read it here that he's the one that comes to kill, steal, and destroy, or to steal, kill, and destroy, but that God gives good gifts to his children.
That's right.
All good things come from the Father.
So true. And in that day, really, the people really didn't have a revelation of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
They thought everything good came from God and everything bad came from God. Jesus set the record straight when he came in there, and the Gospel of John recorded it for us, that the thief comes only
Yeah.
It's the only reason he's there. He wants to steal. Mm-hmm. The only other reason he's there, he wants to kill, and then he wants to destroy. He's not happy until your whole life is destroyed. Wow. In contrast, Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
More abundantly. That's the key. That's success.
Yeah,
more
it
abundance.
Totally is the definition of success. Mm-hmm. An abundant life is a successful life.
That's wonderful.
And so this is what Jesus came to give us. He wants us to have life on a higher level because he came to give you all that God has and in abundance.
Amen.
You know, think about heaven just for a minute.
Yes.
It's not a sad place.
No, it's not.
It's a happy place.
That's beautiful.
The joy is there. You know, and I love when I think about how there's joy in heaven when one person is born again.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know how much people are getting born again today, especially through this ministry.
Yes.
So many different ways that we're proclaiming the gospel. People are hearing about the good news, and they're receiving Jesus. So, you know, there's a party in heaven.
Oh, I know.
Every time somebody else gets born again.
I love the idea.
And that
doesn't
mean the party stopped just because I got born again back in 1973. I think that party's still rolling.
It's still going.
And it's all over heaven.
Yes.
And I just think that it's going to be an amazing place to be.
I love it. And I love thinking, you know, being a partner with working here at the ministry and being a partner with the ministry about one day I'm going to get to meet all those people that we were sowing into the kingdom and their lives were forever changed because of Jesse Duplantis Ministries and be able to talk about it and meet them. We'll have eternity to do a big meet and greet and
I'll
then to talk about Jesus and magnify him and love on him there. It's it's awesome to know that that's our reality. That's the ultimate success, reaching heaven.
There's such a huge family of believers that are now believers because of Jesse Duplantis Ministries, because Jesse and I received Jesus listening to Billy Graham on TV. Mm-hmm. And then we began doing what God wanted us to do, which is share the goodness of God with those that we came into contact with. At one point, it was just our family. Then it became preaching in churches, and then it became radio, and then it became going out on broadcast TV, and then all the different events and things that we've put on over the years for 49 years, almost getting close to that 50 year. Next year is 50 years of ministry.
It's awesome to think about.
And so I just can't wait to connect with all those people that we have had some impact. Some of them were already born again, but they weren't living a fulfilled life.
Right.
They didn't realize they could have a successful life until they started hearing how Jesse would preach the word in different ways. Remember one book that he wrote, that he says, God's not enough, he's too much.
He's too much. That's
he's
a good
too
book.
Much. He's a too much God. He has too much grace, too much mercy, too much love, too much abundance. And this is a God. He says Jesus came that we would have life, enjoy life. Have and enjoy life to the full till it overflows. That means it's not just enough for you. It's enough for your family to get it.
Ooh,
it's enough
yes.
for your friends, the people at work to get it, people across the world to get it.
That's right. Ooh, overflow. I love it. Success and going somewhere to succeed and bringing this good news to everybody because they need it. That's
and
nice.
And we're studying. This is part two. If you didn't get last week, you can go back and look at it after this one. But there's so much that you're going to learn. I believe that it's just going to give you a taste of the goodness of God and you'll begin in your own study. But right now we're going to turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
That's great. That's so good.
You know, this verse removes all limitations to success in life. And it challenges us to never give up on the abundant life that Jesus came to give to us.
That's so good.
So I have this one for us to study also in the Passion Translation.
I like in the Passion Translation.
I like a lot of the scriptures.
That's so good.
I like looking at them in different translations and some of them that just kick off something new in me and help me see it on another level.
Yes.
And especially this Passion Translation.
So
why don't you
awesome.
Read that verse, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 for
it
us.
It says, never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you. That's better than any coffee can give you. Energizing.
That's right. Constantly energizing.
Constant.
That, I just love the way it said that in this.
Yeah.
It's his miraculous power, and it's the work that's in you. You know, we
that's
all know
key.
That God can do it, and everybody can think, oh, yeah, God's able. Yeah, he's able, but he wants to do it through you. He wants you to realize that his power is at work in you now.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, it can accomplish infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream.
Beautiful.
Have you ever had dreams that people told you they were unbelievable?
Oh, yeah. It's like, what's going on with you? What do you think? Yeah, it's unbelievable. That word is amazing. And then the wildest imagination.
Exceed
anything
it.
You think.
He
yeah,
wants
exceed
to exceed
it.
That. So you can't out-dream or out- think anything good. Your vision cannot be too big.
Yeah.
God is, in fact, any dream and any vision that you have, I believe, comes from God.
I do too.
His miraculous power will constantly energize you so that you can see it come to pass.
I love that. And I just think about, you know, we had recently had that time change happen and waking up and being like, what? Sometimes you're like, what day is it? What time is it? What's going on? You need that cup of coffee. But I've been just going straight to the Word in the morning. And I'm telling you what, it does energize you. Mm-hmm. It makes all the difference when you have that devotional time and you get up and you put the phone, even maybe you're studying on your phone, but you stop all the scrolling or the texting and you go straight to the Word and see what He has for you for the day. Mm-hmm. It'll energize you and keep you going.
It totally will energize you. And that was God's plan. We're going to turn to Jeremiah chapter 22 and read some things, because God created us in His image and He gave us the force of faith so that we can believe Him for the things that we desire in this life. Mm-hmm. You know, and even if others roll their eyes when you declare the things that God is telling you that you're believing for.
Yeah.
You know, you ever had anybody do that?
You just say, talk to the hand. Not like what you do, call waiting.
Stereo.
I've adopted that. Oh, stereo. Listen.
I can't with you. It bounces right back. But, you know, we have to recognize that God gives us a plan. Yeah. And He wants us to realize that there's nothing impossible with Him. Don't let people discourage you from standing firm in your faith.
That's so good.
And I wanted us to read this verse in Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17. This is the King James. Chrissy, would you read that?
Yes, it says, "Ah, Lord God, behold, Thou hast made the heaven and the earth by Thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for Thee." Well, that's what you tell those people rolling their eyes. Like, behold, Lord.
Behold.
I mean, that's just giving it to
them. This is a prayer that Jeremiah was praying. You know, he was in a difficult spot. He had a message to give to his generation, the people there that were in rebellion, and they kept putting him down for it. They would put him in prison because he would speak. I remember one time I read in the scripture that he wrote that he wasn't going to say anything else because people were attacking him always because he was telling them what God said. Yeah. And he said, but the word of God was like a fire in his bones and he couldn't hold it in. Yeah. So it was energizing him to even say and do what God was telling these people to do, which was a very difficult thing. They were going to be going through some captivity, but then God would bring them out after 70 years. But this was because they had rejected God.
Yeah.
So even when people have rejected Him, He always has a plan for our recovery.
That's amazing.
This is why He sent Jesus. Satan had a plan to destroy God's creation by deceiving Adam and Eve, but God had another plan to send Jesus. Jesus went to the cross, redeemed mankind, made it possible that all of us can live a successful life.
I love that. And I love just how we're constantly through these studies, we're looking at these people who totally rejected God for years and years. He sent prophets to say, turn towards God, but the Lord never gave up. His mercy endures forever. And it gives me hope. It should give you hope to know that no matter what you faced and you feel like you're totally unqualified. We did another one that says, God says you qualified.
Yeah.
That was another awesome, glorious living.
That was a great
teaching. But you're successful. You're qualified. You're blessed. You're going somewhere to succeed. And no matter what mistakes you've made, don't let the devil keep you in shame and keep you shackled to your mistakes. Just repent of it, let it go, and keep moving forward into God's great success for you, because He never runs out of mercy and goodness for His children.
You know, and that's what Jeremiah was saying. He was actually praying to God, and he was declaring who God was and what He was. In fact, it's so important that when we pray that we acknowledge who He is and we honor Him by saying all the great things, and by even saying, Lord, there's nothing that's impossible with You. By Your great power and outstretched arm, He says, there is nothing too hard for Thee. Jeremiah was looking at some hard things, but he was reminding God, there's nothing too hard for God.
Yeah.
And so God works through us to see to it those impossible things come to pass.
I love it. And when you think back about being in captivity for, 70 years, those were some big problems. And sometimes we can get caught up in those little, Lord, why didn't this happen? Why didn't my car not start? All these little things.
Lord, I know I'd messed up. I deserve this. People will sit there in that problem because they recognize that the reason they're at that problem is because they made the mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have did this. And they'll stay there. But God's plan is not for us to stay there. It's good. It's His plan is for us to recognize it, ask forgiveness, and turn from that, and God can restore us. He doesn't have to. We don't have to continue living in that way forever. God has a plan for our recovery.
Oh, it's good stuff.
I love that. You know, we got to be determined to reject all doubt and embrace the truth that nothing is too hard for God. the mess you're facing today, it's not too hard for God. Turn it over to Him and watch Him give you the wisdom to pull out of it, to energize you with faith inside so that you can step up and walk away from that and walk toward Him.
Amen.
Because the one who made heaven and earth by His great power dwells in you. He has equipped you for the dream that He has placed in your heart.
That's so good.
Is so wonderful. We have to always remember that. We're looking at God. Nothing's too hard for Him. Even me, I'm not too hard for Him. Mess I may have made of my life, or the mess you may have made of your life at one point, a mess we made of my husband's life.
Yeah. But that's
our life.
What a great story, though.
Was a mess before we came to God.
Yeah.
And He has turned it into something beautiful, and it's been so wonderful. I mean, we're not perfect, but we're moving forward.
That's right.
And we're always working, seeking God's will, wanting to glorify Him with our lives. And you know, it's hard when you're married and you work together all the time.
I know. That's so true.
And it's funny, you know, because I want Him to succeed and be the best He can be. So when He says something that I'm thinking He should have said it a different way, I want to try to fix everything. Yeah. And He has the same thing. When I say something maybe and I should have said it better or a different way, He wants to try to fix and correct me. And so you can get on each other's nerves sometimes if you say the wrong thing at the wrong time.
That's true.
But bottom line, we just both want the best for each other. And so in the same way, God is speaking to our hearts right now, even through this broadcast that we're doing. He's speaking to people's hearts because He only has your best in mind.
That's right.
He's not looking to put you down. He's looking to lift you up.
Yeah, and He's looking to use each of our giftings. You know, there's certain gifts that the Lord has given you, may not have given someone else, that you might think yourself, maybe I'm not like this person, or you're comparing yourself to a certain person around you and you're beating yourself up. Stop. God made you uniquely you for a purpose on purpose to serve Him and bring Him glory. And that's why it's so easy to start comparing yourself to people, but you have to realize, no, I'm succeeding in the way He wants me to succeed. I'm not going to despise my small beginnings. I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep stepping towards the dream and the vision and not give up, not let time defeat me, and just keep on pushing forward, because you have a unique story and a unique thing that the Lord wants to do in your life too.
Did you have a story for us today?
Actually, I was thinking about it as we were walking over here about my success in my life too, is with this ministry. You know, I graduated college and I did broadcast journalism and multimedia and marketing and all of those things. And I went into teaching for a little while. And then the Lord took me from the classroom teaching journalism to high school students to working at a Christian broadcast television network for a while. And then He moved me from that place to somewhere else. And I worked at ABC for a little while doing sales and marketing. I was just reflecting on all of the different places the Lord's positioned me, and working a little bit part-time for a magazine and doing social media work. But I knew that the Lord had something greater. And I always wanted to do something for His glory. And as I was reflecting, I said, wow, God, you knew every step I was taking was bringing me to a higher level of success.
And you were learning something in all those places that you're able to apply here to help us.
That's right.
To reach people and change lives
one soul at a time. And I started here. It's going to be 6 years coming up. I started in 2020, right before COVID hit. The Lord knew we would need it.
Yeah, when nobody else was hiring, we hired
Chris. Yeah, good job. They're great bosses, by the way.
But God had the plan. He knew that we'd be doing more in social media, and you have been a great asset
to help us. It's been amazing. And I just thought about back then, I was thinking, Lord, where are you going to put me? I know this, wherever He placed me, I knew it wasn't going to last long, or there was something greater. I was waiting on a promise and I was waiting for that level of success, or it just never seemed like it was it. Mm-hmm. But He was using every step, every moment to bring me where He's brought me now, I can work for this ministry, a global ministry, reaching people, changing lives one soul at a time in every area, even down to doing part-time with a magazine here or writing something there. He put it all together to be a beautiful success for His glory. And so I just encourage you, if you feel like you're not where you believe you should be, or maybe it's taken so long and you're like, Lord, did you really speak to me about this place, this level you were going to take me? Don't get discouraged. Take every moment as a learning opportunity to cultivate what you need to grow, because it's coming. The breakthrough's coming. I'm a living testimony of that.
I love that. Thanks for sharing that, Chris.
You knew I had a story, Pastor Kat.
I thought you... I knew knew you did, but you know, you're just such a sweet girl and you've learned so much. And it's just an example, though, that no, you don't have to do anything in God's eyes to be a success. Even though you were a success in all those different levels, the moment that you meet Jesus, your life is a success.
That's a success story
going somewhere to happen. He just builds one lesson upon another lesson. You go from level to different levels of success, but the best success you could ever have in life is to know Jesus is your personal Savior, and that's the ground zero of it. And the moment you have that established, then you can go to another level of success, or maybe helping someone else find Him, which
that's
is what
right.
we do every single day here
it's
at Jesse
Planners
Ministries, help people find Jesus and to know who He is, because that is the definition of true success.
That's so true.
The life that He came to give us, and He wanted us to know that. We read it earlier. He wanted us to have a life that is overflowing and full, a good life. To Him, that's success.
It sure is.
Knowing
people
Him.
People are tuning in from all over the world, and they're finding out that they can live a glorious life in Jesus, and they're coming to know much more about Him, things that maybe they've read before. They're getting more revelation watching through JDM, and this is an awesome story. It says, "Hello from Europe and Luxembourg. Amen. Christ is in me and He is my hope of glory. Thank you. I'm so blessed with your messages, Dr. Jesse and Dr. Kathy, and I'm always prospering to be a blessing to others. God's grace, love, and mercy is forever beside me and the Holy Spirit is always guiding me. I delight in the Lord." Hallelujah. This is success right here. That's
the
definition
success.
Of it.
And all the way from Luxembourg.
Yeah,
people watching from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had no idea when we first started ministry how many lives would be impacted. We knew God was going to be calling us to the world, but it's still overwhelming when you think about
really
all of that.
Is.
And that's all possible, of course, because of our partners. We appreciate all of you partners that help us to do what we do. And if you're not a partner, you can become one by going to jdm.org. All that information is always on the screen. And know that we pray over your seed, and we expect God to bless what you sow, because His blessing is on this ministry.
Yes, it is.
And when you sow into good ground, you have the promise receiving the hundredfold return, which we totally agree at, and see, because Jesus taught it in Mark chapter 4 and Mark chapter 10. That could be a whole lesson in
itself.
It's
so true. It's so true.
But we're going to go have a little more scripture reading and study before we close today. We're not going to be able to cover everything that we had planned today, and there's even more in the teaching from the magazine and in the book.
Yeah.
But we're going to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and read a scripture, because, you know, when you take determined steps of faith towards success in your life by making a quality decision to believe His amazing promise, it changes everything.
It sure does.
Because Jesus came to give you everything in abundance, more than you could ever expect. He came so that you can have and enjoy life, like we've been saying. So we're going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 through 12.
Yes,
Christy,
ma'am.
Can you read that for us?
I sure can. It says, "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the Spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God."
I love that. You know, this passage of scripture begins by reminding us about a quote from Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4. And at that time, the things that God had prepared for them had not been seen.
That's right.
They hadn't been heard or been in the heart of anybody's, you know, man or woman, hadn't been in our heart. But now God has revealed them to us from His Word, by His Spirit.
Amen. So
and this
good.
Is what belongs to us. You don't need to be in the dark about God's wonderful plan for you if you love Him. You can know the things that God has freely given to you.
That's, and we have so many things that just by opening this Bible, just cracking, just in this program, just the bare, like we're touching the surface of all of the wonderful things that He freely gave us, and that we should just be feasting on this every chance we get. It really does give you a passion to keep studying the Word
it
of God.
It does. It does. He's given us so many gifts, so many wonderful promises, and they're all contained in His Word. We're going to read just a little more before we close today in John chapter 16, because during the last few hours before Jesus' arrest, He spoke to His disciples about the Holy Spirit, and He called Him the Comforter, the one that He would send in His place. The Holy Spirit would not only be with them, He would be in them.
Amen.
And I want us to read this in John chapter 16, verse 12 13 and 14. Beautiful. You want to read that for us, Chrissy?
Ma'am. It says, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall shew it unto you.
I love that. King James, shoe is show.
Same thing.
Yes,
tomato,
it is.
Tomato. Shoe show.
Yeah, Jesus knew that his disciples were not able to bear the things that he wanted to tell them that night. The Greek word bear in verse 12 means to carry what is burdensome. Not able to understand a matter or receive it calmly is what he meant when he was talking to them. But the Spirit of truth would come to guide them into all truth. This is the wonderful promise of the Holy Spirit. And that came on the day of Pentecost.
I love that. And what a difference the Holy Spirit, having the Holy Spirit, walking in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit, it just gives you that peace which surpasses all understanding that we need to accomplish everything God's called us to do.
That's so good. And then it did happen. It came on the day of Pentecost. Spirit of God came in there, brought a refreshing to them, and they saw that come to pass. And we're living proof of it too.
Yes.
Spirit of God has come in our lives, and it's helped us to be refreshed daily. It's always a continual. Energizing and a refreshing. The Holy Spirit does that, and it's a wonderful thing.
I love it, and it's available. That's an amazing promise that we have, that Jesus sent, that the Holy Spirit is a person, and he's real, and it's tangible, and he's for you, he's for me. You know, when I growing up, we knew about the Holy Spirit, but it wasn't until we came to JDM, Covenant Church, where we really discovered the Holy Spirit is a person and a personal God that wants to connect with you, wants to energize you, wants to strengthen you, and that it's available wherever you're watching today. You can have that experience with the Holy Spirit.
That's so true. You know, and that's the things that He will help you to succeed in life, whether it's a relationship with a family member or some develop your relationship with the Lord or give you ideas, concepts, and insights into how to run your business. There's no limit to what the Holy Spirit can do in our lives when we give Him free rein. And it's really a beautiful thing.
It is. And I love what you said, give Him the opportunity. It's up to us to invite Him into our lives and to say, Lord, I want the fullness of what You have planned for me.
That's so good.
And when we yield to that, there's no limits to what God can do.
That's so good. I hope, you know, this has been a great study. We're going to jump ahead and close today with Revelation chapter 3. So get your Bible to the very last book of the Bible. We're going to read one verse and then close today. I hope that you've learned some things and that God is touching your life and encouraging you, because God really does have a great plan for your life. It's a glorious life.
That's
why we're here every week. We come into your home or wherever it is that you watch this to help you to realize that the life that Jesus came to give you is a supernatural gift that must be received, honored, and valued.
It sure is. That's glorious living right there.
Yeah, so it's available to everybody on earth, but you got to accept it by faith. We're going to read Revelation chapter 3, verse 20 is our last verse for the study today.
This is one of my favorite verses. It says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me.
I love this. Yes. You know, several years ago, this verse became very real to me during a worship service at our church. You know, I thought about how earnestly Jesus stands at the door of our hearts, just waiting for us to come in and welcome Him into every area of our lives. But I realized in a much stronger way that it's up to us to open the door.
Amen.
He will not barge in uninvited. However, when we open up that door and fling it open and joyfully inviting Him into our hearts, He will come in. We will fellowship together. He will reveal His plans to succeed in every area of our lives.
Amen.
I believe that that's what God has for you today. I believe He's revealing Himself to you when you open your heart. Open that door to your heart. He will come in. He will reveal every part of your life that can go better, that can excel, that can succeed.
Yes.
But when you give your life to Him, it changes everything.
Amen. That is so good. And I can even feel the Holy Spirit, the presence now, even as we sit here and talk about the Lord. And I just know that if you've watched this and you feel encouraged, or if you want to pray with somebody or link up in faith, we have a whole team of people, Team JDM. You can comment and we'll pray with you there. You can call our ministry and have someone pray with you. We have a team praying 24/7 for people to see breakthrough, to see great success. And so we just want you to know that we're here for you.
That's right. fact, let's pray before we go.
Ma'am.
Father, I thank you for every person that's been studying the Word with us today, Lord.
Yes,
I thank you, Lord, that they're beginning to see that their eyes are open to the plan that you have for their life, mm-hmm. that they can succeed. They can get out of that difficulty,
yes,
that you have a great plan to show them, Lord. I pray that you're revealing it now by your Holy Spirit. Lord, if they don't know you, reveal yourself to them,
yes,
them right now. Fill them with the Holy Spirit and help them to achieve all that they've been, that you've called them to achieve. Bless them, bless their family and everything they set their hand to do in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. This was an awesome study.
It's so good. We just scratched the surface, I know that God has a plan for each one of us,
yes,
that is greater than we can ever ask, think, or dream.
It's so good.
Well, beyond our wildest imagination.
Wildest imaginations. When
that's
you
right.
read
and we can
that,
think big.
I can.
But not even close to what God has in mind.
I know, but I know that this teaching, I know it's done that for me. It makes me want to think bigger and higher and get ready to receive everything He has planned for me so I can continue to live that glorious life.
Amen. So
Amen.
That's what our whole theme for this year has been, create your world and walk in
so
it.
So good.
And this is part of that whole concept of God wants us to start changing the way we think, start speaking His Word, and so that we can see success in every area of our life. Create your world and walk in it.
Amen. That brings great success.
Amen.
I'm loving it.
Amen. Thanks, Chrissy, for joining
thank
me
you,
again
Pastor
today.
Kathy.
And thank you for joining me. I hope that you'll join me next week for another great study right here at Jesse Duplantis Ministries in Studio C. Bye-bye.